right. We are at the 7 after the hour, Beyond Good Day, with Jennifer and Roberta and Rich. Later on, more on the substance of what's happening with that outbreak of meningitis, whether you ought to be afraid or not. News media would tell you to be afraid, but maybe there are other ways of thinking it through. I have some Catholic news for those of you who are Catholics. Jennifer.
Catholics in the news.
Catholics in the news. Well, first of all,
I thought it was Catholics in the nude.
Apparently, that's half of what the story is here, Jennifer. I mean, Roberta. So the Vatican apparently has been hiding for years evidence of alien life, space travel, etc.
That's what the cardinals really are.
Yes. The cardinals are from another planet. Apparently, there has been, over the course of the existence of the Catholic Church, a fascination on the part of many popes with UFOs. And Richie, I'm sure, will run to Snopes or some other place to check this out.
Nah, Snopes, I don't trust.
UFOs and alien life forms. The proof, according to one former Vatican aide, is that in the basement in the bowels where they have the $5 billion in cash and coin and treasures and stuff, there is also a mummified space person. There is, and this sounds like something that came from the World Weekly News or whatever, or one of those newspapers. But apparently this guy says that they have a space traveler, a person from another planet, that landed in Rome and somehow made its way to the Vatican and died there. So they preserved it. They mummified the remains and have it in a cold storage facility.
Oh, my goodness.
I smell a Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, so that's number one. Number two, Thomas Harkins was a priest in New Jersey in May 2002. He was accused of inappropriately touching some of the altar boys. So he was defrocked, sent away, and nobody knew where this guy was.
And mummified.
Well, he wasn't mummified. It seems last week somebody going through the security system at Philadelphia International Airport, who had been one of his victims, spotted Mr. Harkins as a TSA agent.
Nope. So now he touches people for a living.
Right.
So check this out, Richie. You can go Google Thomas Harkins.
Come here, little boy. Going to have to give you... We'll have to pat you down.
Yep, right. So as you can imagine, as soon as this kid recognized, or this man, he's now the person identifying him is in his 20s. But at any rate...
Did he get arrested for assaulting a TSA agent?
Well, this...
Because I'd have to run over and pummel the guy.
He properly was placed on leave or something, or I don't know. As soon as the TSA found out that he was one of their agents, I'm not sure what the ultimate comes with it, but why didn't they know? I guess that would have been my question. What kind of background check would the TSA be doing on people
apparently
to not know that they had...
Nada.
Yeah, right. They're not checking anything out. Why wouldn't you know that someone who had been basically accused and he supposedly disappeared, gone from the church, nobody knew where he went. He didn't go that far away. It's not like New Jersey and Philadelphia are a stretch from here to China or something.
10 minutes away, depending on where you are.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, that's one of the things, the strange things in life. And whether it needs to be dealt with or not, I guess remains to be seen. I wouldn't want the guy, but I don't like the TSA anyway. There's not much they do that I think is any good. So, and I don't know.
Maybe you can come work on the farm.
Too judgmental. I don't want them around my cows.
You would do?
Yeah. I don't want them around the cows at all.
Move.
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 All right, so Roberta has a story for us in a moment. Beyond Good Day with the stories of Rich and Jennifer.
Would
and
he be
Doug.
A moo lester?
Yeah.
A moo lester.
A moo lester.
A moo lester.
If you would like to support something worthwhile, helping veterans once they return home, may I suggest that you check out the Purple Heart Service Foundation? The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides a lot of services, a lot of programs for those veterans who not necessarily have gotten the Purple Heart Medal, but they've just been in service and they've been in trouble. A lot of the programs that veterans are offered by the Purple Heart Service Foundation include educational programs, helping veterans in claims for compensation, job training, medical care, all these sorts of things the Purple Heart Service Foundation assists in. They identify and help homeless veterans as well. So, here's how you can help. You have a car maybe you don't need any longer, a boat, something like that. Nobody wants to buy it. You want to give it away and get a tax credit? Help yourself to 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. You can donate cash. You can donate a car. You can donate pretty much anything of value and completely write it off. All tax deductible. For more information on how to donate to the Purple Heart Service Foundation so they may help provide services for lots of deserving veterans, 877-743-1631.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable. And when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Okay. Let's get to Roberta here at 16 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day or Beyond Good Day program, the Hour of Stories. Roberta, where are you going?
Well, I'm going, this is a song by Eric Clapton, of course. But here's something to prove that all these top-rated musicians and rock stars and celebrities and movie stars and what have you are not like the rest of us.
Uh-oh.
Eric Clapton just sold a painting by Gerhard Richter. He is considered one of the great...
Gerhard Richter.
Thank you. He's considered one of the greatest living artists.
Hmm.
He just sold an abstract by him at Sotheby's in London this past Friday for 34 million.
Have you ever seen this guy's work? I mean, abstract is nice.
Yes, abstract.
That's what irks me.
Yeah, this is like one of those guys that throws a can of paint against the wall.
Yeah. What makes him so famous when we could do the same
thing? Like when they pour 5 gallons of paint, different colored paint on the floor and let a pig walk by it and then let a dog walk through it and then they call it art.
And hopefully they crap on it and that makes it even more valuable. Yeah.
Now, the thing is that Clapton, it's this painting that was sold as one of a series of four. Clapton bought three of them in 2001. Right. This particular one that he bought that sold for $34 million, he actually bought for $3.4 million.
God love him.
So he made,
what a score.
Gosh,
27 million bucks.
1,000 times on his money?
No, 100 times.
100 times on his money?
Yeah, that's good.
So he still owns two of them. The fourth of it is in a joint collection between the Tate and National Galleries of Scotland.
My God.
Wow.
So
here's one more piece of proof that they are not like
the rest of us. Time for a little quiet reflection.
This is a guy who basically did drugs, drank, and everything for his formative years, and now look at him.
Right?
Well, he straightened out his life, but you give credit for that.
That he did.
At least for heaven.
That probably helped him appreciate abstract art.
Yeah, and probably if we saw this painting at a garage sale, we wouldn't buy it.
Yeah, right. You wouldn't even begin to get it. You wouldn't come close to being able to. It really is amazing.
Go, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's kind of odd to think of these musicians as having art collections that are worth, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Good Lord.
And what people will spend money on,
I know,
in the name of art. I mean, I guess I look around at some of the things that I consider art. Pictures of my children, I believe, are art.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures of cows are art. Is there anything that I have that somebody give me more than $10 for?
Anything doing with cows or art.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I suppose. Well, youth and art, by the way.
Well, I mean, it isn't just
pictures or it isn't paintings.
It's subjective.
Art
it's music.
Is movie making.
That's why they're
art
so close to it.
Is music. Certainly what some of these people, classical musicians.
A smile on a dog's face.
Well, frankly, what Eric Clapton does is art.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why these guys get into all this stuff, because they can appreciate it. I mean, it's the cousin to their music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And their music oftentimes comes when their mind is not in a very good place.
So what makes one, I guess because you can own it, what makes one painting worth so much as opposed to Eric Clapton's one song?
It's, or like something we watercolor, like what makes it more valuable?
Well, I mean, you know, it's because Clapton's song is out there for everybody to use and have, so it's worth 99 cents per copy as opposed to $34 million for one copy, I guess.
Well, you know, last year, Clapton sold, it's saying here, 70 of his instruments, amplifiers, and memorabilia.
Yeah.
And from selling 70, he raised $2.15 million, but he donated that to a drug and rehab center called Crossroads.
Right, he has a drug and rehab center, and I think it's in Aruba.
Yeah. Antigua.
Antigua.
All right, 20 past the hour on Good Day.
Good Lord.
You can run, but you cannot. What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use. Don't let it all hang down.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day, Beyond Good Day program with the stories from Roberta and Jennifer. Richie now is front and center on Good Day.
So, have you ever picked up your phone and had somebody who says, listen, just calling to try and remind you that you owe us whatever, and we'd like to get a check for that today from one of those friendly debt collectors?
Yeah. Lovely.
Well, a debt collector in Minnesota is taking a little heat after calling a disabled Army veteran who was living on disability payments and told him he should have died in the war instead of taking advantage of other Americans.
What?
Hey, there you go.
A Minnesota-based debt collection agency called Gerstle Chargo is facing a lawsuit after verbally abusing an Army vet over a $6,000 defaulted student loan.
He said, so these people are calling on behalf of the federal government because the government is who is behind
the
all
student loans. Maybe.
Yeah.
So the guy says, if you would have served our country better, you would not be disabled and living off of Social Security while the rest of us honest Americans.
Do you have this guy's number? Let's call him.
While the rest of us honest Americans work our blanks off.
Yeah, right. And how did they get wind of this? How did this information become public? Who found out about it?
The vet called. Then I guess they have recordings of it. And then he went on to say, too bad, you should have died.
Great.
Michael Collier was declared 100% disabled after suffering permanent spine and head injuries while in the Army. As a result, he and his wife received disability payments from the Federal Social Security Administration. And so they're exempt from debt collectors. And the debt collector knew this.
Really? So you're just dealing with a piece of dirt. Then.
Pretty much.
This guy, the debt collector, is just getting his rocks off.
Yeah, I mean,
bullies.
Well, yeah. Yeah, they're trying to just basically bully them into paying something because they get 20% of whatever they can. Yeah. So it's, you know,
I love to hang up on guys like that.
Yeah.
Love to hang up on them. Love it.
So the Federal Debt Collection Practices Act. Is now seeking to charge this company.
Hopefully they put them out of business.
They would have received a $1,200 commission on this.
You say, really? Yeah. For collecting how much? $6,000?
$6,000.
They get 15%.
Yeah.
Really amazing. Oh, my God. Doesn't that stuff just send
blank
you into orbit?
You.
Yeah.
Pay us your money. You can't afford an attorney. You owe us. I hope your wife divorces you.
My God.
Hmm.
Where do these people come from? You sure you didn't work for the TSA first?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
How? All right. So I think the outrage, we can have our outrage. We can sort of wrap ourselves around it. It just over and over and over again, you find examples of this sort of incompetence, I guess is one a nice way of looking at it.
It's overly aggressive.
Right.
In the name of
who are you and where did you come from?
This is over a student loan. They seized his wife's savings account.
Oh. Who did? This company or the feds?
And they didn't have any right to. No, this company, this collection company.
How do they get away? They're like, you know, with another one of the greatest outrages that continues to baffle me how they get away with it, other than campaign contributions, are the three credit reporting agencies. Do you realize how corrupt they are? How badly run they are? It is a scandal. It is scandalous. And yet everybody in any bank that you go, they're all going to want to know what your credit score is.
What's your credit score?
In 2010, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, received 50,000 complaints about severe harassment from debt collectors, 18,000 of which included obscene language.
Yeah.
No.
I would never, I mean, I get calls from people all the time looking for money. I don't even talk to them. But as soon as they say, we're here to collect the debt, hang up the phone. That's what you do, because you don't. You want to not deal with them at all. You want to deal directly with whoever it is that you owe the money to. Because it could take forever. Sometimes the scam is so serious that the people that they're collecting for never see the money. Mm-hmm. Never see the money. 28 past the hour.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta Passanelli, and I now focused on a problem that most of you have heard about, you've read about, you wonder sometimes, first of all, when you are scared, as the news media is happy to do, when something like this meningitis outbreak takes place, you get all wrapped around it a little bit and wonder, wow, how can this happen, yada, yada. So I thought we'd dig around in this story a bit, because there is a connection, a strong connection. Actually, the story starts in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, with a compounding pharmacy. It's called New England Compounding Center, downtown Framingham, next to a recycling center. And I wonder if therein lies the problem. A lot of people are speculating that may be the case, but the material that was put together in this compounding center has been distributed all around the country. There are, I think at this point, 200 people sickened. I think 15 have died. And the essence of what this is all about is interesting, because a procedure, Richie, that I was talking about having done myself, because my back is bothering me so much. This epidural is a compound of a number of steroids, I guess. I don't know the exact makeup of it. Maybe we can find that out as we have a conversation with Mike Hugo. Mike is a lawyer and also is a chairman of the Framingham Board of Health, somebody that I've had dealings with. I can say that with a smile on my face now. I didn't think I was smiling so much when we first got to know one another, but now I sort of look back at the process and think, oh, it was a learning experience. So there have been a lot of, it's interesting, a lot of people don't know about how these local boards of health, a lot of the local boards in general function. It's an important part of how local government works. Here are three essentially volunteers on this board who oversee from the public side what happens to the health and well-being of the people in this community. There's an administrator, but basically the tone is set by the Board of Health itself. So, Mike, take us through what sort of happened when you first heard about this. When it was first brought to your attention, the Board of Health's attention, in what way did it come to you? How did the information come to you?
Good morning, Doug. I would have to say that I was actually in Ecuador when the news broke, and I got a phone call actually when I was talking to my wife. She talked to me as if I knew all about what was going on. I said, whoa, back up for a minute. What are you talking about? And she said, well, you know, there's something about a pharmacy or something in Framingham that's causing some problems. So luckily I was on the tail end of the trip, so I was coming back at 4 o'clock the next morning. I was heading out of Ecuador. But But I got back here. I made a couple of phone calls, and I did not even ever know any fact that this facility was in Framingham.
I didn't either. Yeah, I never heard of him before. I mean, no, everybody knows Conigliaro. That's where the recycling plant is. But apparently he and his, what is it, his cousin or brother-in-law or something run this, who is a pharmacist.
I believe it's his brother-in-law. What they have there is a compounding center. And for those who don't know what compounding is, a lot of times when somebody takes a drug, they open up the bottle and they take a pill, and the pill's been pre-mixed somewhere in New Jersey by a pharmaceutical company, and it's a one-size-fits-all pill. But some diseases and some individuals don't respond the same way as others, so the pill itself might not have any effect on them, although the drugs that are in that pill should. So doctors are free to actually prescribe custom-made drugs that have different levels of medications in them, and that's where compounding comes in. Oftentimes, when a doctor wants somebody to have maybe a little more morphine in that mixture that they're going to get for a painkiller or something of that sort, they'll write the prescription, and then somebody will take it to the CVS. And actually, the people who work behind the counter there, they do more than fill bottles. Sometimes they actually compound drugs by custom order. So what we have here in Framingham is that we have a center that compounds originally custom designed painkiller in an injectable form. And what the result is that they're distributing it on such a large scale that it's sort of kind of not a custom drug anymore at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become a one-size-fits-all type of a mixture as a painkiller given epidurally or intramuscularly. And so this drug is now being distributed all over the country.
Well, it's used for pain. What I was thinking of is having it in my back because of the problems with my L5, but you can get it for your knees, you can get it for your ankles, you can get it wherever there's that sort of almost bone-on-bone pain that comes from inflammation, right?
Correct, yeah. Correct. So what triggered my interest in it was, well, first of all, you know, you mentioned in the beginning I'm a lawyer, and my specialty through my life has always been toxic environmental and pharmaceutical litigation. Well, the pharmaceutical end of it caught my attention because here I am sitting in a town where we have something like this, and a lot of my friends nationally know that I'm sitting in Framingham, and they know that I'm on the Board of Health here, and that I've been involved in it for years. And so I started getting phone calls, actually, right on my return to Framingham from Ecuador. I was getting phone calls from friends of mine from California, Minnesota, Florida, Georgia. And they were asking, well, you know, can I refer you this case? Can you get involved? Can you be my local counsel? And at first I said, yeah, great, let's do it. And then all of a sudden, I went online and I looked up this company and I see Conigliaro's name and I, you know, do one of those, oh, you know.
Right, it's next to the attorney.
I'm a lawyer because it's a great case.
Yeah.
Let me
underscore here so people understand. We're having a conversation with Mike Hugo, who's the chairman of the Board of Health in Framingham, Massachusetts, where this the fungal meningitis it didn't start there, but the compound that was really the reason for the meningitis that's affected people all around the country was put together in this, it's like a storefront, it's an old furniture store, in fact, and it's right behind, the family owns a recycling center, and it's the same as any other recycling center, there's lots of stuff and trash and things that come in there, and so one wonders if this isn't, I think that's the suggestion that you're making without saying it. Here we have this recycling center that is doing a great job in reusing things, but around a recycling center is a lot of rubbish, and around a lot of rubbish there are a lot of rats and vermin and stuff that have to be a factor in what goes on site there. It's right next to the railroad tracks. Am I right?
Right, and what we're looking at actually in that part of town is we have, as you mentioned, a railroad track on a very active railroad line.
Yeah.
with lots of oils and chemicals and solids and all sorts of things going over the railroad line there. And it's a pretty polluted spot, that railroad line itself. And
well,
the next door
next,
to that is AT&T switching plant,
yeah,
which has some pollution going on. And then you have the Conigliaro facility, which, you know, maybe some of your listeners might want to run to Google Maps or Google Earth and take a look at that intersection, and what you'll see is a massive recycling center that's not a very clean site.
Yeah.
And so we have a cumulative effect in the groundwater there that actually the Board of Health has been looking at over the last 4 or 5 months for other reasons, not even thinking about the fact that we had a compounding facility there. And we don't regulate the compounding facility at all. That's one of the reasons I didn't even know it was there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost a perfect storm. You have a very dirty piece of property. You have something that should be very clean that's being done on that very dirty piece of property. And, you know, I don't have a basis yet, but I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts that at some point we're going to find that some of that pollution from the ground has some effect on what's going on in the building.
Uh-huh. All right. So at the moment, this thing, I mean, people say Framingham, Framingham has been interesting as a kid growing up there. There are all kinds of firsts in Framingham for the site. You know, it's the largest town in the country. It has a very diverse population. Had the first General Motors assembly plant outside of, in New England. Actually, the only automobile plant was ever built in New England. And a lot of other unusual things that have made it sort of, people always know, when I say I'm from Framingham, they always know where I'm from. They always know where Framingham is.
Well, interestingly, Doug, the you know, on the pharmaceutical product liability end of things, when I was working on the Resulin cases a number of years back, the big focus was the Framingham Heart Study
as
the basis of our data. And, you know, that it's a town that's known for great things, and it's a town that's got some issues.
Right. So. Yeah, right. So in this circumstance, you don't have to react or do. I mean, somebody's going to come. I guess I'm wondering whether the CDC or the feds have wandered into town now and have said to you and the board and the people that are administrators there, okay, guys, what else is going on? What else do we not know about? You didn't know these guys were there, and they don't know what's in the water. So what's happening to deal with this? I'm guessing this guy's going to go out of business. I'm pretty sure has it already been closed? Even the guy just said, okay, I'm done, goodbye.
Yeah, the center, he's closed the center at this point.
Yeah,
but,
I'll put it on the front.
You know, one of the things that I had to be very careful of, and I started to go there a second ago, was the fact that, you know, as a pharmaceutical attorney, I can't get involved because
right.
we do have issues with the Conigliaro properties on the Board of Health side, and Doug, you know what's involved in public hearings.
Don't I know?
General Chemical. I think General Chemical had a slightly tougher time than you did.
Yeah,
but
right.
There's issues there that preclude me from participating as an attorney.
Yeah. What
you
Mike is referring to is the oft-mentioned, as most people know who listen to my program, I'm a dairy farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, and I have on my farm a store which sells raw milk. And in order to get the permit, you've heard me a number of times talk about the hoops that I had to jump through in order to get the farm in line to sell the raw milk, which Mike refers to as white death.
Right.
But he comes up and has ice cream. At least I get him to have that. But the milk.
I think you poured some of that raw milk white death into my coffee one time, didn't you?
I think I did. As a matter of fact, look, you're still here, breathing.
I've never
and thinking.
Been the same though, Doug.
I understand that. So anyway, to the heart of the matter here, and that is, people are getting sick from this sort of thing. Would you put your lawyer hat on, as it is an interesting sort of coincidence that your litigation background is going after companies like this? So what happens to people, families who have lost a loved one? 15 people are dying or have died and another 200 that are in precarious position. So how do you build a case? How does somebody like you go after a company like that, especially when they close the doors? Is it insurance that will pay families? Because there will be settlements. There are always settlements in a case like
this,
right?
Yeah, there's going to be settlements and there's going to be insurance, but this is one of the tragic instances where you know, you're going to find that there are some young people with young children, babies, many children in the household where dad or mom's income is, you know, a major part of keeping that family afloat, now is going to be left without a wage earner. You're going to find people who are very ill and that can't go back to work, or that are going to be having neurologic problems the rest of their life. And instances like this, I know that you're a strong libertarian, Doug, I also know that you look at the fairness of the issue and the compensation for the injury. And in these cases, because there's such a small pool available to so many people, there's going to be a lot of undercompensated victims here, and that's a major concern to all of us, because if the company which put these people into this danger is incapable of paying for what they've done to them, who pays for it? You and I, the taxpayers.
Yep, taxpayers.
Those folks are going to end up on public assistance because there's not enough money in the company. If we're talking Pfizer or Merck, you know, one of the big companies that I traditionally go against, you know, there's money there. And people hear the huge number, they go, oh, my God, that company settled. You know, we did the Dow Corning for $4.8 billion, but that was also 40,000 women whose lives were destroyed.
Yeah.
You know, you hear about these numbers, but when you start dividing them up among the numbers of people, it sometimes is not enough money. And in this case, the Conigliaros, that you know, they may be upstanding citizens with beautiful homes and cars, which I would venture to guess some of which won't belong to them anymore once this gets going. There's not enough insurance coverage in that company, and I don't even know what the numbers are yet. And you know, we'll explore that a little later on, maybe in another conversation. But whatever it is, that company is going to be undercapitalized for this, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be on public assistance as a result of.
And I think those are the kinds of things people don't think about as a ramification, a repercussion of something like this happening. They hear about, okay, all these people died and they're sick, but what happens after that? And that's an interesting window into that. Mike, thank you. Michael Hugo, who is the chairman of the Board of Health in Framingham, Massachusetts, on this compounding center responsible for the breakout of meningitis.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Hurry into your local Chevy dealer today and get a great deal on a brand new 2012 Chevy. Right now, during Chevy Truck Month, you can take advantage of great pricing on a Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, or Traverse. Be sure to hurry in while supplies last.
At 95 years young, Nola Osh became the world's oldest college graduate.
If we don't concentrate on our ages, we go ahead and do things as if we were younger.
So live life and pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health?
Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Presidential debate number 2, just a day away. Will it be different this time around? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. President Obama, Republican nominee Mitt Romney. You recall their first debate at the University of Denver back on October 3rd? Welcome, Governor Romney. Just call me Jim.
Thank you, Jim. It's an honor to be here with you, and I appreciate the chance to be with the president.
And Mitt Romney was just getting started. By all accounts, Romney was the clear victor against a seemingly listless President Obama. Tomorrow night at Hofstra University on Long Island, New York, it's the second debate in a town hall-style format with the president's campaign advisor, Robert Gibbs, saying there will be no repeat performance of what we saw from the president the first time around.
He also knew, as he's watched the tape of that debate, that he's got to be more energetic. I think you'll see somebody who's very passionate about the choice that our country faces.
Gibbs appeared on CNN's State of the Union yesterday, and so did Mitt Romney campaign advisor Ed Gillespie, who said a different approach from the president won't matter.
The president can change his style. He can change his tactics. He can't change his record, and he can't change his policies.
So we'll see. As for the latest polls, all of them show a neck-and-neck race. There's a new Politico George Washington University poll that just came out showing the president leading Mitt Romney by just one percentage point, 49-48% among likely voters. Mitt Romney is also making gains in the favorability category, with 51% of those questioned now saying they view Romney favorably versus 44% who don't. Before the first presidential debate, Romney had a 47% favorability rating. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class. And one day, I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them. It's a long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted...
And no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats.
But the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
On Wall Street, the markets are trying to bounce back after posting their worst weekly drop in more than 4 months. The Dow was actually up 2 points last Friday, closing the week at 13,329. S&P was down 4, NASDAQ fell 5 points. Oil prices were down on Friday, 21 cents a barrel, finishing at $91.86. Pre-trial hearings start today for the 5 men charged with plotting the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Self-professed 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and 4 others will go before a military judge today in Guantanamo Bay. Some 9/11 survivors and family members of the victims will be watching the pretrial motions through video at 4 military locations. Here's Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa yesterday. See if you can guess what he's talking about.
Nothing like this has ever been attempted before. And nothing like this will ever be attempted again.
The mayor talking about that inch-by-inch, slow-moving journey of the space shuttle Endeavour, which has made its way through the streets of L.A. and arrived at the California Science Center in Los Angeles yesterday. By the way, as slow as the Endeavour was going, it was still faster than rush hour traffic in L.A. Business at the box office this past weekend.
Your mother is going to be taken. People are going to come for you, too.
Yes, Taken 2, number one again in theaters, bringing in another $22 million. And finally, today's October 15th, a significant day for those of you who requested a 6-month extension back on April 15th to pay your taxes.
The Internal Revenue Service is estimating that approximately 10 million out of 145 million individuals who will file this year requested the extension to file and still may need to do so.
That's IRS spokesman Bill Brunson, who's urging all of you who haven't filed yet to double check your returns and file. Today's the day.
All individuals who still need to file a tax return can go to irs.gov, click on the free file icon, and free file their federal income tax return online for free.
Again, the IRS website is irs.gov, a website you do not need to be afraid of. There are some who actually think clicking on that site triggers some kind of automatic audit. But no, we are assured that is not the case. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There are disturbing health facts in the United States. We are now 60th in life expectancy, 41st in infant mortality. Autism is up from 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 88. Over 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. We're the most obese nation in the world. Arthritis and Alzheimer's disease are skyrocketing. Pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. There is a better way. Don't miss my 90 for Life free lecture Monday, October 15th at Falcon Ridge Middle School at Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or call 877-279-9422. 877-279-9422. With over 30,000 autopsies and billions of research dollars, it is answers to the health issues ailing Americans. My 90 for Life lecture is free and could save your life. Monday, October 15th, Falcon Ridge Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota, or call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422.